Absolutely, Daniel. Like, it was the best case scenario. I do remember talking with people about it and that it was actually better than what I hoped it would be. I was under the impression it was just going to be through Sky or through a TV platform. So when we heard when the release came out on the 14th of June saying that not only is it going to be on Sky, but part of the package will be access to Beans Connect, which is their online platform, to be able to watch it anywhere for a one holiday or somewhere where there's no Sky. I was over the moon. That was it was better than I could have hoped for.
Similarities to Premier League Pass in the sense you can stream it anywhere you were. The difference is rather than picking your own game, Beans Connect essentially is a channel, all round channel with a variety of footballing offerings.
That's correct. Yeah. So they Beans were pretty upfront about it to start with that it would only be Beans One, which is just their standard EPL channel. They have two offerings through Sky. One is the EPL and previews and reviews shows, etc. And the second was the La Liga and I think a League One French and Spanish football. So they were up front saying, look, it's just going to be one to start with. But the intention was that they would introduce the second channel to it, and that they would also introduce an on-demand service. So that would have been like the PLP offering where you could, you know, if you missed the game at 2 in the morning, you could then get up at 7 in the morning and watch it live from the start. Watch it on demand from the start and catch the whole game, fast-forward and rewind through it as you wished. So that was the Connect in a nutshell. And we were, as I mentioned earlier, we were told that this would be part of the original $11.96 that we pay a month to Sky, included in that package.
Okay, so that was the way it was pitched to you by both BN and Sky here, who also claimed, I think it was substantially lower than what Coliseum were offering or asking for price-wise.
Correct. So, if you weren't a Sky customer, you had to pay $18. And you would get access to this directly to BN, that was, and you get access to this Connect platform. Or if you were a Sky customer, you just had to have Sky Basic package, I believe, and you could add on this $12 a month. So a little bit misleading that it by Sky that it was cheaper than Coliseum, cheaper than PLP's $20 a month because you had to have the Sky Basic package. But I guess that's kind of semantics in a way. BN had advertised this as watch every game live. So whether you supported Liverpool like we do, whether you supported Middlesbrough who just been promoted, or you supported Bournemouth, you were going to be able to watch every game live. And unfortunately, that's not been the case.
Well, elaborate on that, because in the blog itself, you said time to relax around that time. EPL fans writes, Goal told us it'll be all sorted. There would be no need to worry. What happened exactly After that?
Well, we did receive their TV offering, which I have to admit, it has been fantastic. And as a Liverpool fan, we have been able to watch all our games live through either their fixed channels or one of the pop-up channels. So from my point of view, absolutely nothing to complain about other than results, obviously. But that's
steady
out of
on
control. But I have heard complaints from other fans, such as a friend of mine, Sean. He's supports Bournemouth, and he's not been able to watch all of his games live. And replays, they're not even straight after the live games are shown. He's not been able to watch the Bournemouth game till 8 p.m. at night on that day. As for the Connect service, well, they came out on the 4th of August and said, look, you know, we don't quite have it ready, but it'll be available as soon as possible. The season started on the 13th of August last year. And they just come out just before that saying, look, we won't have it ready for the first game of the season. So my initial thoughts were, look, you know, they're new to New Zealand, this product is. Maybe there's a few teething issues around it. Prepared to give them a little bit of grace and Hale's going to watch the opening round of the league on the TV anyway.
That's 5 months on from when they told you in August.
Yeah.
Is it available at the price they originally told?
It is if you're not a Sky customer. So what they've done is they launched it in October, and you could get a free trial if you wanted to. Anyone could do that. From then, you could sign up for $17.99 a month, and you could have access to their one channel through their Connect platform. Now, that's if you're a Sky customer, that this was supposed to be part of your package, so you'd then assume that that would be available to Sky customers. Unfortunately, that's not the case. If you're a Sky customer paying your $12 a month, you also would then have to pay an extra $18 a month to receive this Connect product, because so far it is not available to Sky customers.
So that original line that, again, is cited, and it looks like an official document in the blog, the fee will be $11.96 per month, and you can buy this if you have Sky Basic. You don't need Sport. You will also get access to BN Connect to this day and time is utterly false.
That is correct. Yeah, that's correct. It is false. So, and their tagline is just copy and paste. Whoever has been in contact with BN via email, as I have been, because they don't, because apparently their line is we're an online service, so we don't have a phone number.
That's convenient. But
yeah, how convenient, because they then can pick and choose who they actually reply to over email. But all their emails anyway, so any question I've asked them, whether it be why can non-Sky customers have access and Sky customers can't, they just copy and paste a response saying, if you want it, it's $18 a month. We'll let you know. Don't call us, we'll call you.
But that's nearly three times what you were originally quoted.
Exactly, yeah. And so it's the whole process has been a complete shambles. It's been a PR disaster, really, from my point of view, regarding this Connect product from BN and this whole lack of contact with customers. Again, I want to stress that their TV offering is fantastic, and this is just regarding their Connect product. But the biggest gripe I have with it is that we've been paying since the start of August at this $11.96 a month to Sky, and part of that package is the Connect product, which we are not receiving.
Yeah, so it looks fantastic, but the deal's not the deal. You're taking this a lot better than I would, because I certainly enjoy the streaming element of live sport. I'm watching myself away from my television set more than ever, and I'm sure a lot of people are like that. So have you gone to Sky to get some form of an explanation from them, or are they doing something similar to BN Sport?
I have tried to contact Sky. Unfortunately, at Sky, if you speak to them, you're speaking with their contact centre, who I have to say they've been very helpful. They've escalated complaints, and their line really that they're pitching is, we don't have any information from BN to say when this will be available, so sorry, you'll have to take this up with BN.
Is that now, good enough for you?
Of course it's not. They're the ones that have the relationship, and they're the ones that bought, I guess, will introduce this product from BN to our market. So I know that hearing from Chris Keel from the National Business Review that the $11.96 that we pay to Sky is a direct pass-through to BN Sports. But the fact of the matter is Sky's taken that out of my Sky bill. Oh, that's included in my Sky bill. So they're taking my $11.96 a month. So if I was Sky, I'd be wanting some accountability from BN and saying, hang on a second, what's going on here? And that's got to be at a higher level. And I don't know. I mean, one of my biggest frustrations is a lot of people abuse Premier League Pass. Well, not necessarily abuse, but they were very quick to jump on them when the stream wouldn't go quite so well or they had a few technical difficulties. But because a lot of people are watching this on the Sky platform and they don't necessarily use the Connect or worry about having Connect, there hasn't been the same sort of drama because there's an alternative. You've been speaking with Andrew Gordy, who I understand was trying to contact Kirsty Way at Sky Sports to try and get some answers, but I don't think he's had any joy just as yet. But there really does need to be someone at Sky saying, hang on a second, we're taking these guys' money. This is what's been promised. They're not receiving it. We're getting the complaints. You know, we need to sort this out.
Speaking with Andrew McGough, a proud footballing fan, the customer's perspective of the issues with BN Sport and to an extent Sky Sport, as he just wants to watch EPL as was officially advertised to him. I don't know the legality of this, but this sounds very suspicious.
Well, it has gone to a complaint. I heard this morning a big complaint's been laid to the Commerce Commission under what I understand is the Fair Trading Act or something along the lines of this false advertising. So they, again, my understanding is that they are looking into it. It'll be intriguing to see whether they do come up with any findings or if anything is resolved. It'd be nice if it was done before the end of the EPL season, but we're just going to have to keep our fingers crossed on that one, I think.